Good afternoon. This is All India Radio, and I'm Tanvi Taneja with the midday news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses election rally in Chhattisgarh, says people have defeated undemocratic elements by voting in large numbers in the first phase of polling. Supreme Court directs the Central Vigilance Commission's report be given to CBI chief. Response to be filed by Alok Verma by Monday. In Kerala, security tightened around Sabarimala temple ahead of its opening this evening. In Tamil Nadu, at least 11 persons killed in cyclonic storm Gaj. Rescue and relief operations continue in affected areas. And Bihar government transfers about 5,000 policemen throughout the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a BJP election rally in Ambikapur ahead of the second phase of assembly elections in Chhattisgarh scheduled for November 20th. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the tribal people of Bastar region of Chhattisgarh have defeated undemocratic elements by casting their votes in large numbers in the first phase of assembly elections. He exhorted people to vote in large numbers in the second phase.
20 tarikh ko aap apne purane sare record tod do, Bastar ke bhi record tod do. इतना भारी मतदान करो, इतना भारी मतदान करो कि बस्तर के लोगों ने जो हिम्मत दिखाई है, उस हिम्मत के प्रति आपका भी गौरवगान थप्पड़ लग जाए.
Mr. Modi said the high polling percentage in 18 Maoist affected constituencies in the first phase proved that the roots of democracy are deep in India.
सारी दुनिया को इस बात को समझना होगा कि हिंदुस्तान की गांव गली गलियारे तक हर इंसान के जहन में लोकतंत्र के प्रति आस्था कितनी गहरी है. लोकतंत्र ही जनता की समस्याओं का समाधान करने का उत्तम से उत्तम रास्ता है. ये पहले चरण के बस्तर के मतदान ने मतदाताओं ने बता दिया है.
In Madhya Pradesh, a total of 2,907 candidates are in the fray for assembly elections to 230 seats on 28th of this month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to address BJP election rallies at Shahdol and Gwalior this afternoon. Congress President Rahul Gandhi will also address public meetings in Barghat and Mandala. Senior leaders of the major political parties are also lined up for election campaigning in Madhya Pradesh. An election commission team reached Udaipur this morning on a two-day visit to Rajasthan. Chief Election Commissioner O.P. Rawat, along with commissioners Sunil Arora and Ashok Lavasa, is meeting with district electoral officers and other high-level officers of Jodhpur, Kota and Udaipur divisions and are reviewing the pre-arrangements for the polls going to be held on December the 7th. Full election team will reach Jaipur this evening. Talking to AIR, Mr. O.P. Rawat said,
कमीशन शाम को जयपुर पहुंचेंगे. आज ही वहां पॉलिटिकल पार्टीज के कंसर्न्स जानेंगे, उनकी चिंताएं जानेंगे. वहां सिविल सोसाइटी और डिसेबिलिटीज के ऑर्गेनाइजेशन से उनसे भी चर्चा होगी. कमीशन पूरा संतोष करना चाहेगी कि 7 दिसंबर को होने वाली पोलिंग के लिए राजस्थान पूरी तरह तैयार है.
Our correspondent has filed this report.
Commission is reaching Jaipur this evening, where it is scheduled to interact with representatives of political parties, members of civil societies and other organizations. Tomorrow, Commission will also meet the higher officials of Ajmer, Bharatpur, Jaipur and Bikaner divisions and will take note of the arrangements related to elections. It will also interact with the state chief election officer, senior police officials and nodal officers of other associated departments. Meanwhile, after the announcement of the list of Congress candidates, nomination filing process is getting momentum. Tindra DVD, EIR News, Jaipur.
In Mizoram, electioneering is gaining momentum. Campaigning by major parties has been intensified in the state. BJP leader Rajnath Singh addressed a rally in the state. Our correspondent has more.
BJP leader Rajnath Singh has reached the state. Speaking at a public rally in southern district of Saiha, he promised to enhance connectivity by building all-weather roads in 6 months. if voted to power. Later, he will address party campaign in West Southern Chongte Kamlanagar and Northern Dampurangpui in Mamit district. On the other side, MNF president warned people against BJP and Congress. He said if his party is voted to power, it will impose total prohibition on liquor. With Irene's report from Aizawl, Gulshan Rawat, AIR News, Delhi.
The state is going to polls on 28th of this month to elect the 40-member state assembly. The Supreme Court today said CVI Director Alok Verma should be given the Central Vigilance Commission, CVC's report on the allegations against him in a sealed cover. The court asked him to file his response by Monday. A bench headed by Chief Justice Ranjan Gogoi said the CVC report should also be given to Attorney General and Solicitor General. The top court observed during the hearing that the CVC report is mixed on charges against Verma and said a further probe was needed on some aspects. The apex court said Verma should file his response in a sealed cover by Monday. The court has fixed the matter for further hearing on Tuesday next week. The court turned down Special CBI Director Rakesh Asthana's request that the CVC report be provided to him as well. The Supreme Court was hearing a plea filed by CBI Chief Alok Verma, challenging the order divesting him of his duties. The Supreme Court had on 26th October asked the Central Vigilance Commission to complete within 2 weeks its inquiry into the allegations against Verma levelled by Asthana. The CVC had filed its preliminary inquiry report last Monday. In Kerala, the famous Ayyappa temple in Shabrimala will be opened this evening for the 2-month-long annual pilgrimage season amidst tight security cover. A 7-day prohibitory order came into effect from last night at 4 places in and around the temple premises. More from our correspondent.
The Pathanamthitta District Collector announced prohibitory order under Section 144 of the Criminal Procedure Code at Ilavunkal, Nilakkal, Pamba and Sannidhanam. The temple will open at 5 p.m. today and devotees would be allowed to trek only in the afternoon. With the commencement of the annual pilgrimage season, the newly elected chief priest will assume charge in the shrine today. Police have arranged high security measures at Shabarimala. After a high-level evaluation meeting of police, DGP Loknath Behra told media persons that no one will be allowed to stay at the Sannidhanam after the closure of the shrine. Shamila, AIR News, Thiruvananthapuram.
External Affairs Minister Sushma Swaraj handed over symbolically e-rickshaws to Ambassador of Senegal El Hadji Ibaw Boy in New Delhi. Mr. Swaraj, along with Ambassador of Senegal, took a short ride in the e-rickshaw to experience the ease of mobility that the vehicle would bring for the common man. India is supplying 250 e-rickshaws with lithium-ion batteries on a grant basis to Senegal. India has seen a surge towards battery-powered e-rickshaws in the recent past. The supply of 250 e-rickshaws is expected to assist Senegal in adopting clean and efficient energy sources for urban public transport. Information and Broadcasting Minister Colonel Rajyavardhan Rathore has conveyed his best wishes to all journalists on the occasion of the National Press Day. In a tweet, Mr. Rathore said, "A responsible, objective media is one of the most important institutions for nation building." The minister also greeted the Press Council of India for its commitment to maintain ethics and high standards in print media. This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. You can also log on to our website newsonair.nic.in. Cyclone Gaj is now centred near Dindigul in interior Tamil Nadu in a weakened form as a deep depression. Chief Minister Edappadi K. Palaniswamy said the weather system has claimed at least 11 lives. Addressing media at Omalur in Salem this morning, he said 10 lakh rupees each will be given by the government to the families of those who died due to the storm. He said assessment of the damages will be made at the earliest by the administration and a report will be submitted to the Centre for Relief Aid. Meanwhile, Cyclone Gaj has brought rain in various coastal districts lying on its path. Interior districts like Madurai, Theni, Dindigul, Tiruppur, Coimbatore, the Nilgiris, Karur and Namakkal are expected to get widespread rain in the next 24 hours. The Met Office Chief in Chennai, Dr. Balachandran, told the press, a new low pressure would form over the central region of southwest Bay of Bengal by coming 18th, which would intensify into a low pressure region in the next 2 days. He said fishermen can go into the sea from this afternoon, though he cautioned not to go to the southern bay on 18th and southeast bay from 19th to 20th. More from our correspondent.
The state revenue minister R.B. Udayakumar in an AIR exclusive has expressed satisfaction that loss of lives have been prevented to a large extent by the mitigation works made in advance. Over 82,000 people are staying in 421 cyclone relief centers established in vulnerable districts. Electricity department has pressed into service to restore power supply. Maximum damage is seen in Nagapattinam district. Jay Singh, AIR News, Chennai.
Home Minister Rajnath Singh has called up Tamil Nadu Chief Minister Edappadi K. Palaniswamy and inquired about the damages caused by Cyclone Gaj. A state government release said Mr. Palaniswamy briefed him about the situation and the relief measures that are being carried out in the affected areas. The Bihar government has transferred about 5,000 policemen throughout the state. 11 Sergeant Major of Police lines of 10 districts, including Patna, have also been transferred. Additional Director General of Police, S.K. Singhal, told AIR that 4,994 police officials were posted at a place for over 10 years. They've been directed to join at new places by the 30th of this month. He said police officials will get their salary for December from the new station. The winter session of Odisha Assembly began today in Bhubaneswar. On the first day, Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik presented obituary references in the House on the demise of former government Deputy Chief Whip, late Prasanna Kumar Pal and four others. Immediately after the obituary reference, opposition Congress and BJP members entered into the well and demanded discussion on problems of farmers and agriculture. Due to slogan and noise in the House, the Speaker adjourned the House first for 1 hour and then till tomorrow. Here is the report.
On the first day of winter session of Odisha Assembly today, the House was noisy over problem of farmers and agriculture. After the condolences, former Deputy Chief Whip and four others, the opposition Congress and BJP members came to well and demanded discussion on problem of farmers. So the Speaker adjourned the House first for 1 hour and then till tomorrow. This is Sudhansh Dada for AIR from Bhubaneswar.
The people of Bokha town in Nagaland are actively participating in the Swachh Bharat mission. With the initiative of Bokha District Planning and Development Board, the year 2018 has been declared as the year of cleanliness for Bokha under the theme Clean Bokha, Beautiful Bokha. Here is the ground report from our Kohima correspondent.
In order to manage and segregate solid waste, Bokha Town Council has started garbage collection from colonies to colonies. To further make the community participate in the mission, mass social work is being conducted bimonthly with the involvement of the wards and colonies. A beneficiary from Bokha Town, Thunge Domo Kiong, said,
"The scheme Swachh Bharat, which is being promoted at the center, it has reached all the nook and corners of India and even for our town, Bokha Town. And people are also putting effort as much as the government is doing, and it has been effective."
The message of Swachh Bharat mission has reached every nook and corner of the country, and Bokha Town in Nagaland is also one of them, where people have joined hands in this positive venture of healthy living. With Asono's report from Kohima, Vasundhara, AIR News.
In business news, the benchmark domestic indices today witnessed gains in afternoon trade for the third session in the current business week. Taking cues from positive Asian stocks and appreciating rupee, the Sensex at the Bombay Stock Exchange today climbed 220 points to 35,480. The Nifty at the National Stock Exchange also added 62 points to 10,679. The rupee at the forex market also appreciated 16 paise to 71 rupees and 82 paise against the US dollar in afternoon deals. And now before we close, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses election rally in Chhattisgarh, says people have defeated undemocratic elements by voting in large numbers in the first phase of polling. Supreme Court directs that Central Vigilance Commission's report be given to CBI chief. Response to be filed by Alok Verma by Monday. In Kerala, security tightened around Shabrimala temple ahead of its opening this evening. In Tamil Nadu, at least 11 persons killed in cyclonic storm Gaj, rescue and relief operations continue in affected areas. And Bihar government transfers about 5,000 policemen throughout the state. And with that, we end the midday news.